The Ferndale Wildcats enjoyed their biggest win of the season in football this past weekend, clinching a share of this year's Little Four Championship. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories this week, including all the latest high school and college football news, some college basketball, how the local teams fared in this week's North Coast Section soccer playoffs, and why this weekend will be a big one for local youth football. But first up, the Ferndale Wildcats dug deep in their regular season finale in football over the weekend, handing the Arcata Tigers their first loss of the fall and clinching a share of the Little Four Championship with the Tigers. Arcata came into the game with an overall record of 9-0 and was 5-0 in the Little Four, but they were unable to close out a perfect regular season against a determined Ferndale team. 3 weeks after suffering a lopsided road loss to Arcata, the Wildcats would not be denied this time around and battled to a 27-21 win in both teams' final conference game. Also in action last weekend, the Del Norte Warriors clinched the Big Four Championship outright with a 33-32 win at St. Bernard's in a highly entertaining and exciting game that went down to the final seconds. With the win, which was their seventh straight, the Warriors closed out the regular season with a record of 8-2 overall and 3-0 in the Big Four. The conference championship is their fifth straight. In other weekend games, the Fortuna Huskies defeated the Eureka Loggers 28-20, Hoopa beat McKinleyville 22-17, and South Fork fell to Stuart Hall 64-34. The win for the Huskies ensured they would be playoff eligible, and they closed out the regular season with a record of 4-6 overall and 2-1 in the Big Four. The loss ended the season for the Loggers, who closed out 3-7 and 1-2. Hoopa closed out 4-6 and finished third in the Little Four with a record of 2-4, while McKinleyville went winless for the second straight year. The loss for South Fork also ended their season, and the Cubs will not advance to the North Coast Section playoffs. And speaking of the NCS football playoffs, 3 weeks of postseason action kicks off this weekend with several big games featuring local teams. The Arcata Tigers received a higher seed than any other HDNL team as they get set to play for a first ever section title in the sport. Arcata is seeded number 1 in the Division 6 bracket and opens against number 8 Bethel at McKinleyville High School on Friday night. Four other local teams have qualified for the Division 7 postseason tournament, making up half of the 8-team field. Fresh off their big win on Saturday, the Ferndale Wildcats are seeded number 2 in the bracket and will open at home against number 7 Vallejo on Saturday afternoon. Del Norte received the number 4 seed in the bracket and also opens at home, playing number 5 Kelseyville in Crescent City on Friday night. Fortuna and St. Bernard's also play on Friday night. The Huskies are seeded number 6 and open at number 3 Piedmont, while the Crusaders are seeded number 8 and will open at number 1 Moreau Catholic. Only two Mendocino County teams made the NCS playoffs. After going 7-3 in the regular season, the Ukiah Wildcats received the number 1 seed in Division 4 and will open at number 8 Alameda, also on Friday night. The Round Valley Mustangs also qualified for the NCS 8-person Division 2 tournament, and they are seeded number 3 in the 4-team bracket, opening against number 2 Elsie Allen on Friday night. In local college football, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods lost for just the second time this season, falling to De Anza 25-22 in a key American Pacific 7 Conference showdown at the Redwood Bowl. The loss drops the Corsairs to 6-2 in the season and 3-1 in conference, while De Anza improved to 3-0 in conference and is tied with Siskiyous atop the standings. CR, which has just one conference game remaining, can still tie for the championship if Siskiyous beats De Anza this weekend, and the Corsairs then beat Siskiyous in their final regular season game next week. The Corsairs will try to get back to winning ways when they host Cabrillo in their final home game of the season in a non-conference showdown at the Redwood Bowl on Saturday afternoon. In local college basketball, meanwhile, the College of the Redwoods and Cal Poly Humboldt teams were in action this past weekend. The Humboldt men traveled to Washington for a pair of tournament games, beating Simon Fraser 88-67 on Friday night before suffering a close 78-75 loss to Western Washington on Saturday. The Jacks played their home opener on Tuesday night, defeating Simpson 84-62, and going to 2-1 on the young season. The Cal Poly Humboldt women lost two games in Rockland over the weekend, falling 83-75 to Alaska Fairbanks and 81-48 to Alaska Anchorage. The CR men continued their impressive start to the new season with a 79-64 win over San Mateo in their home opener on Friday night as they improved to 4-1 on the season. The CR women were in action on Saturday and improved to 2-1 with a 63-29 win at Contra Costa. In the NCS soccer playoffs, meanwhile, six HDNL teams were in action this week. In the Division 3 bracket, the St. Bernard's girls won their fourth NCS championship in 5 years with a 2-1 win over Mendocino at Fort Bragg on Wednesday night. Also on Wednesday, the Fortuna and Eureka girls teams both won their Division 1 semifinals. The Loggers edged Arcata 7-6 on penalty kicks after both teams played to a 1-1 tie in regulation and overtime, while the Huskies barely got the better of Del Norte 1-0. In Division 1 boys action, the McKinleyville Panthers bowed out of the postseason with a 3-1 loss at Making Waves Academy. This year's McKinleyville team went further in the playoffs than ever before, including a big 3-0 win at Fortuna in Saturday's quarterfinals. And finally this week, it will be a big weekend for local youth football with three championship games scheduled for Sunday. The Six Rivers Youth Conference championship games will take place at Fortuna High School, with the single A final set for 9:30 a.m., the double A final set for noon, and the triple A championship game at 2:30 p.m. And that's this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.